The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Many people wonder why things seem to be getting worse, more problems, and fewer people going to church, but more seeking their own pleasure and individual lifestyle. We wonder what has happened to contentment, and why so few neighbors, even though the population has increased. What has separated us from one another? There are less people in America each year that even know how America used to be as late as the 1950s. The last 60 years has brought many changes in the way America thinks and conducts our life. One of these changes, which isn't good, is loss of neighbors and close relationship between people. And TV is one thing, and perhaps the main thing, that began to stop neighbors from visiting one another. Then came our modern, supposedly time-saving inventions and fast-paced, materialistic society that enticed many to buy more than they could afford. Then the credit card only added to piling up more bills and kept both husband and wife working to buy more and to pay the bills. So all of these things added to more kids without parents having time to rear them properly. So in many cases, parents tried to make up the lack of time, teaching, training, and love in the home and the comfort of home, as well as the security of the home, for their kid by buying their kids way too many things. Many kids grew up not being taught responsibility and the value of working to earn what you get and to appreciate and to take care of what you have. Now, I only bring some of these things out because God said our sins have increased, even multiplied, and our fast-paced, free-spending lifestyle has had a big part to play in creating our problems and our curses. God tells us that our sins separate us and cuts us off from God and the blessings that He would give us. God put much emphasis on the family and child-rearing, and I want you to notice in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul was inspired to give some good advice to parents. Notice this in Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 1. It says this, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Kids has to be taught to obey their parents, and it says, "Obey your parents in the Lord." Now the responsibility is on the parents, mother and father, both, to teach kids God's word and how to respect and obey it. Verse 2 says, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Kids will grow up honoring parents if they are taught according to the word of God, and they will honor them all their life. As a matter of fact, they will honor everyone that deserves honor if they are taught that. Verse 3, "That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth." Yes, if kids are taught to obey parents, teachers, and God's word, and to respect others, their life will be much better and perhaps even longer. They won't be out stealing, murdering, raping, or thinking the world owes them a living. Verse 4 continues here, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." This is a direct command inspired by our Creator. And if we don't do that, it is a sin. It's a sin of omission that we have omitted to do. The lack of child-rearing in the way of the Lord is one of our great sins, and we are paying a high price for our disobedience to God in this area. Doubtful that our jails and prisons are filled with people who were reared and taught the Word of God, or that our mass murderers and rapists or thieves were either. Proverbs 22 verse 6 has this to say, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." You always remember your childhood, even when you grow old. The New Testament has much to say about child rearing. So does the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, God has left us with ample teachings as to how to rear and train our kids if we want to keep a decent society. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning in verse 5, notice what God inspired to be written for our own good. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. And verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them. Notice this, my friends. God says, be careful to observe them. That is God's teaching, the word that he has commanded us to live by. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Did you catch that, my friends? Therefore, be careful to observe them. That is what God has commanded us to live by. For this is your wisdom and your understanding. Yes, this is what will keep you on the straight path. This is what will give you a good, decent society all the days of your life. Verse 7, for what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? My friends, we have plenty of reason to call upon God now to deliver us from our troubles. But we, as a nation, we will not do that. If we do, it will only be half-heartedly, and I doubt that we even do that. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could call upon God to deliver us, show us the way out of the myriad of problems that we have? And God said that would have been true, that would have been the way that it would be had we obeyed our God. And notice verse 8, continuing here in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Well, there wouldn't be any nation that would compare to the United States and the British people or anyone that would live by the word of God. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Well, what a big mistake that we have made, our ancestors, and from the time that we became a nation ourselves, what a big mistake we have made, because we haven't taught our kids God's law and God's way. Verse 10 says this, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb. Now God is speaking about the day that he gave his commandments or regave them to ancient Israel. They had been in effect ever since Adam and Eve, had been in existence from everlasting, because God lives by his own law. Especially concerning the day that you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Yes, God wanted us to teach our children. God knew that his way, if taught to our kids, would bring and keep a decent society, a society free from crime and violence and rape and murder and all of the other evils that we know. This was just a few days before Israel crossed the Jordan to possess the land of Canaan, and God had given them laws to live by for their good. They started off obeying God, and as long as they did, things went well for them. And you can read the history, our ancestors, the ancient Israel, in the Word of God. We, the United States, when we became a nation, were very cognizant of God, his blessings, and were willing to live by his word for most part, at least as we understood it. Most everyone went to church. Kids were taught at home, in school, and in the church, godly principles to live by and to embrace. Yes, parents had a responsibility, and they lived up to it. Kids didn't give parents a lot of trouble because they were reared much more properly than they are today. We are paying a high price for listening to the wrong child-rearing principles from our modern child psychologists. The Word of God is too old-fashioned for us, so we have thought. We have come to the point that we aren't ashamed of our many sins. We display them openly. God said that would happen. Isaiah was a prophet of God, and he was a contemporary of Hosea and Micah, two other prophets of God. He prophesied during the last years of the northern kingdom of Israel, and much of his prophecies were for Israel and Judah at that time, and for end time Israel and Judah today. Notice some of his words in Isaiah chapter 3, beginning in verse 4. God says, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Now, why would God say that? Well, because we've turned our back on our Maker. Could this be speaking of people that bicker and fight, wanting their own way instead of what's best for the nation? Well, does the youth set the standard for a lifestyle? If not, then why are there so many changes in every generation? In the last three generations, there has been many changes. Now, not all of them have been bad. I admit that myself. Not all of them have been bad, but not near all of them have been good either, my friends, and that's the problem. We have many modern inventions which has made life easier as far as hard physical labor in comparison to 60 years ago and on back to the founding of our nation. But the changes in the last 60 years that we have made in our attitude towards obedience to God and religion hasn't been good. And as I said, that is a problem. How many teach and rear their kids according to God's word? Not too difficult to figure that out. All we have to do is look at our society today. God has told us we will be destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that is for lack of teaching the knowledge that God has given us. In Hosea 4, verse 6, God has this to say, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge, and that is the knowledge of God. I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. That's plain, isn't it, my friends? Listen to this, hear this, understand this. God says, because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Yes, we have forgotten the law and the word of God. We have failed to teach our kids in the right path. That is one of our great evils that has multiplied in the last 60 years. And God said he will see to it that our demise comes if we don't wake up, repent, and begin obeying our Maker. Verse 6 of Hosea 4 also said, Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Meaning, God will not be pouring out blessing on this end-time generation. Now, do we see that happening, my friends? Is God pouring out blessings on this end-time generation? Verse 7 continues, The more they increase, the more they sin against me. Well, if your eyes are open at all, you can see this prophecy being fulfilled today. In Jeremiah 30, verse 15, God has this to say, Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable. Because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. We know things aren't right. We are depressed because of our many curses that we're living under. And God is telling us that our demise is going to come, and that our demise is in process, my friends, if we don't turn to our Maker. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you want to understand more of what God says is going to happen to us and why, we have a couple of booklets that we are offering today, Christian Principles of Parenting and Understanding the Commandments. You need to read those booklets, my friend, or you may just ask for the literature that we offered on program 277 if you can't remember the booklets. All you need to do is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.